September 7th through 13th, 3rd Nephi chapters 1 through 7. Lift up your head and be of good cheer. The Nephites witnessed miraculous signs, but over time they forgot what they had experienced. See 3rd Nephi chapter 2 verse 1. Recording your impressions will help you remember your spiritual experiences while studying 3rd Nephi chapters 1 through 7. In some ways, it was an exciting time to be a believer in Jesus Christ. Prophecies were being fulfilled. Great signs and miracles among the people indicated that the Savior would soon be born. On the other hand, it was also an anxious time for believers, because in spite of all the miracles, unbelievers insisted that the time was past for the Savior to be born. See 3 Nephi chapter 1, verse 5. These people caused a great uproar throughout the land. See 3 Nephi chapter 1 verse 7. And even set a date to kill all the believers if the sign prophesied by Samuel the Lamanite, a night without darkness, did not appear. In these trying circumstances, the prophet Nephi cried mightily to his God in behalf of his people. See 3 Nephi chapter 1 verse 11. The Lord's response is inspiring to anyone who faces persecution or doubt and needs to know that light will overcome darkness. Quote, "Lift up your head and be of good cheer. I will fulfill all that which I have caused to be spoken by the mouth of my holy prophets." End quote. See 3 Nephi chapter 1 verse 13. Ideas for personal scripture study. 3 Nephi chapter 1 verses 4 through 21. And chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. The Lord will fulfill all his words. How do you imagine you would have felt if you had been one of the believers during the time described in 3 Nephi chapters 1 through 7? How might it have felt, for example, to wait for the night with no darkness that would announce the Savior's birth, knowing you would be killed if it didn't happen? As you read 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 4 through 21, and chapter 5, verses 1 through 3, look for what Nephi and the other believers did to keep their faith during these difficult times. How did the Lord bless them? What do you learn that can help when you find yourself waiting for blessings promised by the Lord? 3 Nephi chapter 1 verse 22 and chapter 2 verses 1 through 3. Forgetting spiritual experiences makes me vulnerable to Satan's temptations. You might think that witnessing something so miraculous as a night without darkness would stay with you for a long time and be an anchor to your testimony. But the memories of the signs and wonders the Nephites witnessed seemed to fade over time. What caused them to forget? And what were the results of forgetting? See 3 Nephi chapter 1 verse 22 and chapter 2 verses 1 through 3. What are you doing to remember and renew your witness of spiritual truths? For example, consider how recording your spiritual experiences can help you. How will you share your witness with those closest to you to help them believe? See also Alma chapter 5, verse 6. Henry B. Eyring, O Remember, Remember, and Ensigner Liahona, November 2007. Neil L. Anderson, Faith is Not by Chance, but by Choice, and Ensigner Liahona, November 2015. 3 Nephi chapter 2, verses 11 through 12. Chapter 3, verses 1 through 26, and chapter 5, verses 24 through 26. The Lord strengthens his saints against spiritual danger. In our day, we usually don't face bands of robbers that force us to leave our homes and gather in one place. But we do face spiritual dangers, and the Nephites' experience may contain lessons that can help us. Look for these lessons as you read 3 Nephi chapter 2, verses 11 through 12. And chapter 3, verses 1 through 26. In 3 Nephi, chapter 5, verses 24 through 26, we read of the gathering of the Lord's people in the latter days. What do these verses teach about how the Lord is gathering his people today? See also Worldwide Devotional for Youth, Messages from President Russell M. Nelson and Sister Wendy W. Nelson, June 3, 2018, churchofjesuschrist.org. Israel, the Gathering of Israel, Guide to the Scriptures, scriptures.churchofjesuschrist.org. 3 Nephi, chapter 5, verses 12 through 26, chapter 7, verses 15 through 26. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. What do you think it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 41, verse 5. In 3 Nephi, chapter 5, verses 12 through 26, Mormon interrupted his abridgment of the Nephite records and declared that he was a disciple of Jesus Christ. Then in 3 Nephi, chapter 7, verses 15 through 26, he described the ministry of another disciple, the prophet Nephi. What do you find in these two passages that helps you understand what it means to be a disciple of Christ? Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. 3 Nephi chapter 3, verses 13 through 14 and verses 25 through 26. What did the Nephites do to protect themselves from the enemy they faced? What are we doing to make our home a place of safety and protection from the evil in the world? 3 Nephi chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, chapter 6, verses 15 through 17. To help your family learn how Satan can deceive us, draw a body, and as your family reads 3 Nephi chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, and chapter 6, verses 15 through 17, mark the different parts of the body mentioned. According to these verses, what are some of the ways Satan tempts us to forget God and turn to sin? 3 Nephi chapter 4, verses 7 through 12, and verses 30 through 33. What did the Nephites do when they saw the Gadianton robbers coming? What can our family learn from the Nephites when we face difficult situations? What can we learn from the Nephites' words after the Lord helped them in their time of difficulty? 3 Nephi chapter 5, verse 13, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 41, verse 5. Read 3 Nephi chapter 5, verse 13, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 41, verse 5, and discuss what it means to be a disciple of Christ. Maybe family members could talk about times when they noticed each other being disciples. If you have small children, you might make a badge that says, "I am a disciple of Jesus Christ," and let them wear the badge whenever you notice them following the Savior. For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline and come follow me for primary. Improving our teaching. Help your family liken the scriptures to themselves. Nephi said, "I did liken all scriptures unto us, that it might be for our profit and learning." See 1 Nephi chapter 19, verse 23. To help your family liken the scriptures to themselves, you could invite them to ponder what they would have done if they had been among the believers described in 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 4 through 9. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 21.